USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United Kingdom became the first Western country on Wednesday to approve Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine for use, with approval in the United States expected within the next 2 weeks. A supply of the vaccine is already reportedly set to be shipped to health departments around the country to be given to healthcare workers and those living in long-term care facilities. But when will everyone else be able to get immunized at their doctor's office or corner pharmacy? The chief science advisor to Operation Warp Speed says it may be just a matter of months. Dr. Monsef Slaoui tells Fox News there should be enough vaccine produced to immunize everyone in the United States by June.
We will have vaccine doses in CVS and in Walmart or Walgreens, and up to the month of June, that's the period of time we need to manufacture about 600 million doses of vaccines overall, enough to immunize the total population of the United States.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The mayor of Austin, Texas, is apologizing after it was discovered that he urged the citizens of his city to stay home to reduce the spread of coronavirus while he was on vacation in Mexico.
The thrust of the most important messages trying to get out to the community right now is that our numbers are increasing, and everybody has to be aware of that, and then we need to, you know, stay home if you can. Do everything you can to try to keep the numbers down. This is not the time to relax.
That's Mayor Steven Adler in a Facebook video posted last month. The mayor posted it from Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Adler says that he didn't violate any of his own or Texas Governor Greg Abbott's orders by traveling. However, in a Wednesday statement, Adler admits he set a bad example while urging people to curb their travel. He's the latest in a line of officials across the country caught violating coronavirus restrictions that they have either advocated for or put in place themselves. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Exxon dramatically marks down the value of its natural gas properties and says it will sharply scale back spending. Valdior reports from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
As it braces for a more muted oil price recovery, Exxon plans to take a non-cash charge of $17 billion to $20 billion, believed to be the largest such write-down in Exxon history, as they're long opposed to taking write-downs. Exxon erred when it acquired natural gas giant XTO for $41 billion in 2009. Roughly half of that deal's value has now been erased. Exxon is slashing the value of its natural gas portfolio, and instead of dumping more money into natural gas, promises investors it'll prioritize near-term capital spending on advantaged assets with the highest potential future value, specifically focusing on its vast oil resources in Guyana, accelerating production in the Permian Basin of West Texas, and some exploration in Brazil. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
The natural gas market is depressed, with gas trading at about $3 per million British thermal units, less than half the price at the time Exxon swooped in to buy XTO. Natural gas peaked in late 2005 at more than $15 per million BTU. And the Pittsburgh Steelers moved to 11-0 on the season Wednesday afternoon, defeating the Baltimore Ravens 19-14 in a game that was moved three times because of a COVID outbreak among Baltimore's players. It was just the second NFL game played on a Wednesday since the league started in 1948. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.